Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Friday, so it's the day we pray and reflect about the topic we've explored all week, which has been the conclusion of our series on becoming great neighbors, building great communities. We looked at several shifts, and this week we looked at the final shift from friends to family, looking at the kind of deep relationships that happen in a necessarily focused fashion, where we grow to the level of closeness, that there's a great deal of trust and concern for one another, almost like family. And that's what we're going to explore in the next series, is what it means to become like family, to become a church community of people learning to follow Jesus together. But as we pause today to look back on the week that we've just explored, we're going to take some time to talk to God, to pray. And if you've never prayed before, don't worry, it's just talking to God. You can use words out loud, or you can use just your thoughts. God can hear them either way, and I will suggest some topics that you can talk to God about after we take a few moments of quiet just to prepare ourselves to talk to God. So I'll invite you to focus on God for the next few quiet moments. Turn off the radio, close your eyes if you can. Let's begin our prayer by addressing our prayer to the God who calls himself Father, who wants us to be part of his family. Even though we don't deserve it, even though we rebel against him, let's address ourselves to our Father. Well, now let's confess that we don't always treat others like family, much less even as friends. And so let's confess the times we've pushed others away, kept others out of our lives. Let's say sorry to God for those times that we've hurt others in that process of pushing them away. Well, now let's give thanks that God still wants to adopt us into his family. Even though we have hurt others he created and loves, even though we've hurt him, even though we've hurt ourselves, he still wants to know us and love us and adopt us into his family. So let's give thanks for that, that we are so loved and that we're not alone in this, but that we have brothers and sisters in the community of people learning what it means to follow Jesus, in the church community, in the Redeem the Commute community. And finally, let's ask God to help bring us together with other members of the Redeem the Commute community, that even though we are scattered all over the place, just accessing this content as we go about our busy lives, that God would bring us together, that he'd bring together and gather what's been scattered, that we'd become one community that gathers together on occasion to celebrate what we are doing together. Let's ask God to guide that process, and to lead each one of us to be a part of it, and to help that happen here in this place.